This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he ate playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two of Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. You can catch hour number one wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm also looking for a sponsor for that.
Come on, man.
I'm saying that.
What are we doing?
We need to, come up with some sort of contest that also needs to be sponsored because we can't do anything unless it makes money.
I mean, Boss Man Jeff was talking that they need to get the company that I'm buying the drinks from, Dutch Brothers, to get as a sponsor on the station. I'm giving them free advertising every time I come.
Every day.
Well, then stop talking about them.
Well, we just know I'm calling out to them like, hey, let's put
a piece of tape over your cup.
God, that does look so funny when they do that on TV, doesn't it?
Hey, man, you gotta pay for that exposure, damn it.
Yeah, but like when they call, like Family Guy did this, when they call M&M's Jim&M's.
Yeah.
It's like, God, stop it.
Yeah, you over there are drinking your Butch Dros.
There you go.
Yeah.
My chocolate mocha-flavored...
Butch Dros.
Butch Dros.
Yeah. We got, what is this, Florida UConn on the TV. But let's talk about those Oregon Ducks real quick.
Why not?
We got on the bus back from A&A on Friday at about 7 o'clock. The game got delayed, pushed back a little bit. So
7:26.
Yeah, so my plan was, once we got back, was to head on down to South Waterfront, an establishment down there, to meet up with some of my buddies, fellow Duck fans and alums, to watch the game.
And boy, I almost felt like I didn't need to go because before it, the game, like right when the game started, it was 13-2 Oregon.
Done.
And they were just already running away with it. You know, it's March Madness. You never know what's going to happen as far as a 12 upsetting a 5. In fact, that happened with, who's that, Colorado State upsetting Memphis in that game. Now, it wasn't much of a upset because I think Colorado State was actually favored in that game. I think they're a point and a half favorite over Memphis. But, you know, the 12 seeds, sneaky 12, sneaky 13s, they sometimes they pull off the dub. And
ruin
this,
your tournament, ruin your bracket.
This Oregon game was not the case. They, for the second time in a year and a half, the Oregon Ducks absolutely dismantle a Liberty Flames athletic team.
Liberty Bibberty.
Which, if you don't know about Liberty and how they're created and who created, it's always fantastic to see them just get absolutely demolished. But gosh, I mean, it was a clinic by the Ducks all night long. But the more fun part is what it sets up later today at 6:40 is just a classic Pac-12 matchup between the Oregon Ducks and the Arizona Wildcats.
Looking forward to that, man. Old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
Again, it's just, you know, you want to talk about nostalgia factor, you know.
From last year.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those in basketball where conferences aside that Oregon, Arizona, whenever, I mean, we're a year removed or a year into the new conferences, and right away we're getting a Oregon, Arizona matchup in the tournament. I love it.
No, that's awesome. You know, it really is. And it goes to show how, you know, how good the Pac-12 actually was. You know, Arizona as a 4 seed, great season, you know, this year. Maybe not as great as they would have liked it to be, but still a solid season. And now you get a chance to go up against what I've kind of always considered, not big brother, you know, but kind of had been over the last few years. But, you know, so we'll see. This game I would like to watch, but I'll be at the Blazer game, so it'll probably be on once we get back.
Yeah, I'm pulling double duty tonight. I'll be going to the Blazer game. That is at 3:00. Actually going to live in that suite life tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gonna be in the Adidas suite.
Please let me know what the food options are like, how quick it is to get beverages and stuff.
Yeah, I think we were informed that this tonight there will be no catering, so it's like if you want to get your own food, like
So Sprague, if you're listening, he's talking about how the suite life at Moda Center is awesome and how they have food there for you. No, you gotta go down the stairs. Are they giving you a server?
Well, again, I don't know.
Doubt it.
I don't know all butler. This. I think that some suites Declan. You can, I think it's optional.
Okay,
it's,
so you have know, to like, pay for it, but if not, yes. Then you got to go downstairs and you got to spend time. I take
with the vermin, the regular people.
No, it's not the vermin, but I'm missing the game.
Peons.
I'm taking 15 minutes to try to find a place out of the crappy 6 selections that there are at Moda. I don't want to get off track here, and I am, and I apologize, but it's just so frustrating to hear that you're living that sweet life, and Moda doesn't really make it very
Moda,
fun for you.
I think it is an optional thing where the company or whoever owns a suite can say, we want catering for this game, we want catering for that, we don't want it for this.
I was about to say, because Moda took some steps back, man. When they were the Rose Garden, the 200 level, they had like, if you were in the club level,
yeah, all
like,
the inclusive food.
You got to go and get the all inclusive joint. You got the little wristband. That's not the case anymore. Like they don't
they
do that part anymore. So after I go to the game, I'm gonna come back and hopefully watch these Ducks beat up on the Wildcats, man. I think it should be enough time. So this should be a great game. Like obviously rooting for Oregon, but at this point, man, I'll take any Pac-12 affiliate. I'll take any Pac-12 affiliate to win this tournament or go deep in the tournament.
Like any former Pac-12?
Sure. Keep the nostalgia going for you.
Seriously. I'm rooting for all those teams now.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about Arizona that it does kind of crack me up whenever they lose. So, I mean,
I just love Arizona basketball.
I mean, I think that Arizona has an allure of being, the West Coast team, quote-unquote West Coast of the 21st century. Like UCLA obviously has, history upon history.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good little couple of years when it was like the Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook team. Who
the national championship team.
Yeah, was it Luke Mbamute on that team as well, or am I crazy? I'd have to go back and look on who was
Jason
on that
Capone.
Roster. But Arizona, there is just kind of a lore about them, but they've always had really good teams. and just never get the job done. So it does crack me up whenever they, you know, get really close and then end up losing. Because I'm like,
last time they won, I was in seventh grade. Mike Bibby and Miles Simon and that team.
Their last seventh national grade championship. Yeah.
They had a good run with like Gilbert Arenas and Richard Jefferson and all those guys at that one.
Again, they always have really good teams. Yeah. I mean, and sometimes it's one seeds or two seeds that they're pulling in, and it's just like, oh, I'm really liking this Arizona team, and then they fall short.
They had a couple Portland greats that even played for Arizona, and Salim Stoddard. Meyer and Chris Rogers, so you know, always get some Portland ties there. But yeah,
didn't
you're
Josh
right.
Childress go to Arizona?
Josh Childress went to Arizona.
That was Stanford.
No, Stanford.
Sorry, my bad. God, he was
Stanford.
So
he was nice.
And I remember him playing in the tourney quite a bit back then.
One of the best throws of all time.
Yes,
oh
sir.
Yeah, it was
clean,
nice.
clean throw.
It was super nice. So.
He was also on the cover of was it ESPN College the Basketball
college game?
Like 2K5.
That was awesome.
Like
college basketball. Bring that. Let's bring that back. Come on, EA or whomever is making you know sports games right now. Like bring the college basketball back.
Yeah, I mean they're doing it for football now, so might as well. I mean, honestly, this is another factor where I think that video games play a pretty big role
1,000%
in younger kids and them caring about certain sports.
1,000%
That if they don't have access or they don't play a game and get to learn these teams or players or something like that, then they don't care.
I think that's how a lot of us, that was kind of our first introduction to really learning lots of players' 100%. Names is playing the video game, right? Them checking into the game or you looking at the roster or going through rosters. That's how I was able to learn about a lot of players and where they played. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Well, I mean, I didn't know Dartmouth was a school until I took them to the national championship on ESPN 2K5 college basketball.
Right.
Ivy running the table with an Ivy League team.
Right.
Let's go, Dartmouth.
Well, and back then, you really, if you like really cared, you had to do some work, but you could get the names on the game. So, like NCAA football came with the numbers, you know, with the likeness of that player, but you could get the names. Somebody did the work. Same with college basketball. So, it was always fun to do that. But, God, never forget, I think it was ESPN 2K5. It was the Ducks basketball team with Ernie Kent was their coach at the time. But in the game, it was some white, like ginger-haired dude.
That's what they do.
It's like really,
Michael
we can't even get the
99.
Likeness of the coach correct.
Yeah, there are certain guys like Bill Belichick has never been on Madden.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Like he's the one.
Oh,
coach,
he Barry Bonds did.
Yeah, he's the one coach that's never been on Madden.
Well, like, Barry Bonds removed himself from the Players Association and opted out of that, so that's why he wasn't in games for baseball. So I didn't know that about Belichick. Mm-hmm.
I gotta find this list because it's funny that you mentioned the Barry Bonds thing. Is that there was some Japanese video game company that created like this. It was like a football video game, and they had to come up with player names, like American player names for the game. And the names they came up with are just absolute gold.
Oh, man. If you go through like in college football this year, I don't know if you guys played it. But in NCAA this year, but you look at some of these names, it's like,
oh,
bro.
And, the names and who the player looks like.
Yeah.
It's like a straight, like.
You're trolling right now.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Tre'Davious White, and the guy is just white.
Totally white.
Yeah. And it's like, white with cornrows. You're
maybe
like,
fix the AI. Yeah, fix the logic here.
Yeah, it's great. Speaking of the other Duckies, the women's team is in action right now at this very second. They are taking on Duke, Oregon, a 10 seed in the women's bracket right now in the third quarter of the Ducks game. They are losing 36-29. This one is on ESPN, which I'm trying to get pulled up on this damn TV in here, but can't seem to find it. But Lady Ducks right now, or I don't know, they don't like to be referred to as Lady Ducks. I think that's something that college teams, they're not kosher with anymore.
Just call them the Ducks.
Ducks. Yeah, the Ducks in the women's bracket. Again, right now losing 36-29 in the third quarter to Duke. Get to some more college basketball, possibly some football stuff. There is actually something in football I want to get to because another quarterback has found a home in the NFL.
Oh, break out the crab legs!
Not the one we thought.
We get to that next year. Football Sunday. Wait, no, Sports Sunday on Tanny the Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon Ducks women team in action right now. They are down 41-36, I believe. Actually make that 43-36 as Duke gets an and one there. Jordan, very, very upset. Very upset in the commercial break.
I am. I can't stand
the whole. He refuses to call them just simply the Oregon Ducks women's team and men's team.
I don't refuse. I just wonder what
that sexist bastard.
Hates women.
Yeah. No, it's
just told us that during the break, didn't he?
Jeez. I love women. My wife's a woman. My mom's a woman.
I love women.
let's stop that right there.
Chicks, pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't understand the distinguishment and why that's a problem.
Let's bring the rim down to 9 feet too, huh, Jordan?
If you wanted it to be more entertaining, if you wanted to try to get Angel Reese's wish of saying, hey, we need to be paid as much as the men, well, if you were as entertaining as the men and, you know, had more to watch than just Caitlin Clark, then maybe people would be paying him more, because you're selling out arenas where Caitlin Clark was. And what did the WNBA lose this year? Like $40 to $60 million still? Like, they're still being subsidized?
I mean, they got some money.
I'm not saying they... No, they actually don't.
They're losing cash.
Did they really lose that much?
They really did. They lost a ton of money again this year. You can go Google it for sure, but it is just frustrating.
No, you're making the claim. You Google it,
I will go Google it. It is just frustrating to me that... That's basically where this argument comes from, is wanting it to be all equalized. But when I'm referring to different types of basketball being played... This is men's and women's. It's types being different just by the sexes. We've got to distinguish it somehow.
Well, if I see a duck out on a pond, and one's a male and one's a female, I don't go, oh, well, that one's a duck, but that one's a lady duck.
It's because they don't have both sexes
playing
basketball games.
They're both ducks, Jordan.
Oh, my God. WNBA losses 2024.
Well, he's looking that
around up. $50 million.
They'll recoup that.
Expected to lose $50 million in 2024 despite surging attendance and interest. Still doesn't matter.
They'll make it back up. They'll be fine.
Oh, sure.
In football, though, there was another mid-quarterback signing because it is the season of the mid-quarterbacks or the offseason of the mid-quarterbacks. And as Rashad said before going to break, get your crab legs ready. Get your boil going because it's Jameis time in New York, baby. And this is actually boss man Ryan Cooley's dream, is he wanted Jameis Winston so that way he can at least have a fun, entertaining 3-14 season for his New York Giants that is then going to set them up for a better quarterback next year. But Jameis Winston going to the New York Giants, which is going to be, you want to talk about college basketball being a beautiful mess. That's a beautiful mess right there.
Oh, the Giants are always entertaining.
The Giants and Jameis Winston.
It's like watching a car wreck like over and over again.
Well, now that leaves. I mean, so that I believe is now Jameis Winston is the second quarterback on the roster for the Giants. They have Tommy DeVito as well, Tommy Cutlets. So whether they go in the draft and get one more, you know, whether it's Shador or Cam or, you know, Jackson Dart or whatever, or if they just roll into the season with these two, the Giants are essentially waving the white flag on their 2025 season. But again, that just leaves only a couple more teams left wondering what they're going to do with their quarterback situation. And the other one we saw this week was, of course, Aaron Rodgers meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's going to get drawn out for as long as possible because, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers. But that right now is kind of looking like the only remaining spot left for that team that needs a quarterback And also, like Russell Wilson, I do find it funny where he's just basically, it's like, yeah, Russ, you know, it was fun having you here, but can you just wait a couple weeks? We got some things to work out and to address.
Some things brewing.
Yeah, you know. So if you could just hold on.
We need you to be patient.
Something tells me that Russell Wilson will not be a Steeler next year.
No.
But, yeah, that's at least some of the quarterback news in the NFL. I would not want to be in the Aaron Rodgers business at this point. I'm good. Now, I understand it would be better than some situations quarterback-wise out there, but I'm just, if I'm a team, I'm not getting 33-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I'm not getting prime Aaron Rodgers where he's throwing 40 touchdowns and 5 picks. And at this point, what he is off the field, I'm good. I just don't want to deal with any of it.
Well, this old Aaron Rodgers is still better than what old Ben Roethlisberger was. And old Ben Roethlisberger was, you know, able to still leave you with the winning season, you know. And that's the one thing that we know that this Steelers team is going to do is they're going to go 500 bare minimum, right? That's what they're going to do. Bare minimum, we're gonna go 9-8, you know, or somewhere around there. That's the one thing that we know we're going to do. Now you add an Aaron Rodgers. I would assume Aaron Rodgers would be worth 1 or 2 wins. Just him being Aaron Rodgers and him, because I mean, he throwing the ball, he still threw pretty well last year. You know, throwing the ball, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers-esque numbers. However, you know, the Jets weren't great for a lot of different reasons that weren't just Aaron Rodgers. He didn't play defense, so they have to figure out a way to explain how bad they were on that end of the ball. So it wasn't all just on Aaron Rodgers, but a good percentage of it was. I do not think that he's going to go to this Pittsburgh team, if he were to go to Pittsburgh, and just think he's going to call the shots. Think he's going to do this Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Again,
with Mike Tomlin. Not you can do this with Robert Saleh because he has no ground to stand on, really, but you're not going to come in and tell Mike Tomlin what you're not going to do.
Then retire. Like, you don't really, it's not like Aaron Rodgers at this point really has, he doesn't have a market. Like, there's literally only one team left that would want him at this point, and that's Pittsburgh, unless the Giants still want him too and just brought in Jameis as like a backup option.
I mean, maybe Tennessee.
I think the Vikings are still looking. Are the Vikings?
No, Vikings have officially said we are not going on the Aaron Rodgers.
Vikings are just going to roll with JJ McCarthy this year, which, you know,
in retrospect, take your chances.
In retrospect, I thought, you know, hey, re-sign Sam Darnold, but you know, that's probably wasn't the right move for them.
Well, they didn't want to give him. I don't know if you heard, they offered him a very short term deal. It wasn't the 3 years, 100 plus.
And remember what we said, Sam Darnold was valued at, as on this show we said, man, I don't see him getting any more than 50 anywhere.
Oh, and I was saying 40.
But it wasn't anywhere near the number that Seattle gave him.
No.
And so, you know, when somebody gives you that type of money, you definitely make that move, you know. So I think JJ McCarthy might be the right, you know, move, if or at least for now, if you're the Vikings. But again, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're going to come and play ball if you're playing for Pittsburgh. And you can still, considering the moves that Pittsburgh has made over the last little bit, like, hey, like, you could do some stuff with you and DK for a year. I see it going okay, because, again, I don't think he's going to be able to just go to Pittsburgh, if that were the case, and start telling Tomlin and that staff what he's not going to do and what he is going to do. Like, you're going to fall in line or go ahead and, like you said, and retire.
Well, also,
and walk away.
Also, the thing about the NFL, guys, is it is very fit-based, and I'm not sure what kind of scheme they run in Pittsburgh. I don't know, you know, if Aaron Rodgers had to learn something new.
Well, the guy got the, what's his name, Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach. I think he's still going to be offensive coordinator for them going in next year.
I just wonder if his offensive language is the same as Aaron Rodgers, and if not, how quickly Aaron Rodgers could actually come in and learn those terms, or how quickly they could simplify it, and that's why you wonder.
Seems like a smart dude.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, you know, give him some ayahuasca, a cave, a weekend. He'll have that playbook down, no problem.
I agree, but an NFL playbook, especially for quarterbacks, is one of the hardest things to memorize in the world. Yeah. I mean, go look at it. Like, smart dudes, like physicists, like, there's a lot of intricacies and different calls that these guys have to make. Like, physicists looking at this book sometimes would be like, holy S. I think Suk has talked about it several times on the air, but there's New York, too, still an option. I don't think Jameis Winston going to New York precludes the Giants from signing Aaron Rodgers, but basically, yeah, down to three destinations: Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and the Giants.
I mean, I don't know. Is Tennessee, I mean, I haven't heard anything about them being interested in Aaron Rodgers. But again, it's like, what are they just going to go quarterback blindly with the number one overall pick just because that's what you're supposed to do? Or, you know, that's what, you know, you have number one pick, you don't have a quarterback, you got to take the best. Again, is Cam Ward worth it to them? Is Shador worth it for a number one overall pick? Or is it just F it, we're going to take the best player available, whether that be Abdul Carter, who could definitely still go number one. I mean, so maybe you're right, Schultzy, is that the Titans would be interested, like, hey, let's just have him hold us over for a year. And then, you know, we'll address it next year after he retires. But again, if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, you don't, it just doesn't seem to have a whole lot of choices. And so trying to do the whole, I want us to sign this player, I want us to bring Nathaniel Hackett in.
Nope.
You know, I don't
please
think
don't.
He, yeah, please. He, oh, he's a great family man.
I think you're just going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh and, like, you know, you guys are saying, like, do it the Tomlin way or don't do it at all and just ride off into the sun and be done with your career, quite honestly, I think probably is what he should do anyways.
I mean, well, for sure, you know, and I mean, I don't want to say for sure. Let me take that back, because I do think Aaron Rodgers could be a valuable piece to a team that might be just a piece away, you know, and it looks like the Steelers team might just need just a veteran guy for 1 year, 2 years. You tried it with Russ. It didn't go terribly, right? With Russell Wilson, like, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, but it also didn't end on a wet fart, you know. So I think you can insert.
It kind of did,
especially considering the way that they started and everything like that. So it actually kind of did. However,
it might have even touched cloth.
All that said, like, they, you know, they still finished where they finished. And I think that's kind of the magic of Mike Tomlin. That's kind of the magic of the Steelers. And I think if you add an Aaron Rodgers, maybe he's worth two games. And maybe those two games get you into the playoffs, considering, you know, how things are set up now. So I don't know. But, and also, the thing about this draft, as far as Tennessee, like, you could take a quarterback. Like, this is the one draft to where there are three number one picks. The first three guys coming out of this draft this year, like, they, in any other draft, if it was just them, they would be the number one pick. If it was just Cam Ward coming out this year, he would be number one. Just Abdul Carter, he would be number one. So those first three picks, four picks, I don't really think you can go wrong, and that includes my Patriots, as long as they end up with something they can use, yeah, like a Travis Hunter.
Still a lot to go down before the NFL draft. And I mean, this is one of those moments too where it's like, if you're Pittsburgh, it's like, you might want to get this figured out here soon so you know what you're going into the draft with as far as your quarterback and offense situation. Again, I just would think it would help, and, you know,
you're right.
You want to get these moves and everything taken care of first, so that way you can go into the draft and be like, okay, what do we need?
And let's not assume, like you said, that Jameis signing to New York means that that's who New York is going with. They can still mess around in this draft.
I pray that's who they're going with.
No, I mean,
I hope Jameis Winston is the Giants' day one.
They can mess around in this draft, and Shador could fall to them at three if they wanted to go, you know, the route of quarterback. And so we've been hearing all about Jackson Dart and how he's kind of shooting up everybody's draft board. Like, is that a name that we hear earlier than we were expecting, around 7 to 10 or something like that? So New York can definitely make a move. So I don't want to assume that Jameis is going to be their only move, especially for a year.
Yeah. Tinfoil hat really quick. Who's throwing out bad things about Shador Sanders, just really wanting them to drop to them? Like, I just wonder, like, is the Shador stuff actually
the Shador
true?
Hate is so weird to me. Like, or, I hate it.
Yeah. Are people just trying to throw some stuff out there hoping he drops to six?
Yeah.
Or seven?
The Shador stuff is really weird. I'm not a big fan of it, you know, but I will
Although
say
Deion needs to,
if his
Stop
last name
dad.
Weren't Sanders, then, you know, if his last name were Jones, then we wouldn't care about Shador like that.
Exactly.
But he's probably, as far as a thrower of the football, he's probably the best quarterback in this draft. I mean, seriously, he throws guys open. Like, and I think that we saw Shador make some amazing throws during his time, just from what we saw at Colorado. Some throws that was like, bro, that was crazy.
I also saw him take some sacks that would make me want to scream, oh my God, get rid of the ball.
His throwing motion takes a while.
If I was an NFL coach.
However,
he's got the hero mentality of, I can make a play happen, where it's just like, sometimes, dude, no, you can't. And just get rid of the damn ball and don't take a 15-yard sack, please.
But sometimes he can. And I think that's what you kind of lean on, is the fact that, man, he can do that, which is crazy.
We got to take a break. get you updated on some of these March Madness games. But actually, how about Jordan Schultz does that next here with a SportsCenter update. Oregon Ducks women basketball in action currently, fourth quarter against Duke, the Blue Devils.
The Dukies, baby!
It is 49-46 Duke leads. Make it 49-48 is a vicious cockfight we got going on right now.
Whoa, you can't say that talking about the Lady Ducks.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds
weird. Yeah, what's the problem there?
It sounds weird.
Well, we all know that a cock is a rooster, all right?
It's just, you know.
I mean, what are we doing? Oh, and a big rebound by Oregon. They're going to try and take the lead now. This would be huge.
You can do this.
This would be a huge dub, though. The Lady Ducks. Oh, wait. Excuse me. The Oregon Women's Ducks. or just the Oregon Ducks. They had a couple down years under Graves, and to be back in the tournament this year as a 10 seed to knock off a 2 seed in Duke at Duke, that'd be a huge dub for the program. Very nice. I wanted to bring this up though because we talked about it earlier in the show how like Barry Bonds in video games, because he was not willing to give his name up. Like you had some of the baseball video games, he was Wes Mailman. Or John Dowd, or Joe Young, Reggie Stoker was another one of the names on there. Burt Brundage. I had to go and find what it was. There was this game called MLB PA Baseball, but it was also known as Fighting Baseball in Japan. This game, it came out in 1994. But for Fighting Baseball, they had to, I guess, come up with names of players, and so some Japanese guy that worked for the company had to come up with a bunch of fake American names, and here are some of the names that he came up with. Sleeve McDykel.
It's a terrible name, but okay.
Onsen Sweeney.
You said Omsen?
Onsen. O-N-S-O-N Sweeney.
That's stupid.
Daryl Archideld. Anatoly Smorin.
Excuse me?
We couldn't have just
Anatoly.
Said
Anatoly
Frank
Smorin.
Smith.
You know, I've been looking for a girl's name when my wife and I have kids. I think Anatoly, baby.
Ray McSriff. You had Glenn Allen Mixon. First name, Glenn Allen. You also had Mario it's spelled M-C-R-L-W-A-I-N.
Just give them regular last names. Like,
McCrellwain? McCrellwain? Mario McCrellwain. Raul Chamber, Chamberlain. Chamberlain. Raul Chamberlain was another name.
What's a Chamberlain?
Chamberlain. Kevin Nogilny? Tony Smerick? Oh, this is the best one. Bobson Dugnut. I'm going to have to create a player on the show and name him Bobson Dugnut.
I love that.
Willie Dustis? Jerome Gride? Scott Doric? Sean Furcote, Dean Wessery, Mike Truck. I mean, that's
solid, I guess.
That's a country name.
That's the best one.
Mike Truck's his debut album. Nothing comes between me and my Ford.
And my baby, Anatoly.
Dwiggett Rortigal.
Okay, Dwiggett might be the best.
And I think it was...
They tried to smell Dwight.
I think it was... it's no H. Yeah, it's just Dwight without the H. So Dwiggett Rortigal.
No, so remember in The Office, that actually happened, and it was a Dwigged?
Yeah.
Oh, Dwigged?
Yeah.
Dwigged Rortigal.
Yeah, Michael Scott had written a script, and he went through and tried to replace all
Michael
the Dwights
Scarn.
On an auto... Yeah, Michael Scarn, and instead of an auto-replace getting everything, it doesn't really get the misspellings of those words. So one Dwicked left over.
Tim Sandale, Carl Dandleton, Mike Hernandez, and Todd Gonzalez.
Here's the cool part. I'm glad they at least tried, because growing up when you were playing live and they didn't put Michael Jordan's on the game and it just made him player 99 with a box haircut, like
that sucked.
That was dumb. So I'm glad at least baseball tried to give, you know, some names to people, but
Bobson Dugnut. This is like the Key and Peele segment.
Yeah.
Treverius Desquarius Navarius.
The Carpatron Duke Mario.
Yeah, I would have to say my favorite on this list, either Bobson Dugnut
Dan Smith.
I mean, Dwiggett.
Rortrigal.
That's a good one as well. Anatoly Smorin, though. Watch Anatoly. Out for him.
Mine's is Raul Chamberlain.
The guy's got a cannon right here.
Yeah.
Todd Bonzales.
Bonzales.
B-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
I don't think.
Or Mike Hernandez.
What nationality are these people? Like, what's the point of origin?
You know? That's a great question. Yeah. Can I have the country of origin, please?
Seriously.
Where's Anatoly Smorin from?
I'm going to guess that's Italian.
That's Italian, yeah.
Is Smorin Italian?
Now, let's play the fun
name?
Game of
maybe
where
Spanish.
Exactly are these people from. Yeah.
Daryl Archideld.
Oh, that's an American. He's from Texas.
His name is Daryl
Archideld.
That's a black dude.
Yeah.
I don't know too many white Daryls.
Raul
Unless they're over the age of 70.
Yeah.
Where's, Bobson Dugnut. That's about as American as it gets right there.
Bobson Dugnut.
Dugnut, Dwicked, and Anatelli, or Antonelli, or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, that's I feel like I need to ask, ChatGPT now, hey, take this list of names from this old baseball video game and give me, 20 more like it, and just see if it can replicate some just not real American names.
I mean, I know they're...
Sleeve McDykel. Someone named their child Sleeve.
I know they're trying not to get close in any way, shape, or form to anybody that has that name in baseball, but wow. This is pretty bad.
All right, we're going to wrap the show up next. The Oregon Ducks women's basketball team playing the Duke Blue Devils women's basketball team right now. It's a close one. We wrap things up next year. Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan. All right, ChatGPT, I put it to work.
Oh, yes.
I gave them the list of the names from that Japanese baseball game and said, make me more American names that are fake and don't make sense. And they came back with Darnell Crudge.
Crudge. Okay.
Sounds real.
Wes Tangleton.
Does not sound real.
Tangleton?
Kip Brungus.
Kip
Brungus.
I like Kip.
Tanner Jorbins. You also got Chet Luggins.
Chet Luggins.
I feel like that is real, though.
That's a fullback if I've ever heard
of him. It really is.
There. Royce McFlaun, Dirk Sandripple, Brock Humberson, Jody Quimble, Clancy. The name Clancy kills me. Clancy Rortudge, Vern Drotsky. That's a hockey name,
Vern
right
Drotsky
there.
For sure.
Here comes Drotsky over the blue line, shoots, scores.
Or a catcher.
Great.
Drotsky does it again.
He's definitely a catcher or something like that if he's not playing hockey.
Mick Blorple,
bowler.
Blorple,
bowler.
Who do you think bowler. You are? Yeah. I am.
Randy Snarbuckle, and then Colton Threek.
Colton what?
Threek.
Lacrosse.
Definitely with a name like Colton.
Yeah, you're a lacrosse player.
I knew a lot of Coltons in Sherwood High School, and they all played lacrosse, it seemed like. Duke, right now, separating themselves in the final seconds against Oregon Ducks women's basketball team. 58-51 is the lead for Duke now. Rashad, you are going to the Blazer game tonight?
I am.
I'm going to the Blazer game tonight as well. And what did I say to you in the commercial break? I was like, hey, they're playing the Boston Celtics. Hopefully everybody is playing. And you go, well, who wouldn't play? I'm like, well, you know how the NBA goes. Like, it's just you don't know if... The stars.
It's a rest night.
The stars are going to play. You don't know what's going to happen.
Load management.
And sure enough,
superstars.
I jump on Twitter. I jump on X. This is from Noah Dalzell, a WNBA and Celtics writer, blogger, whatever. She said that for the Celtics tonight, Jaylen Brown will be out. Jrue Holiday is questionable. Kristaps Porzingis is questionable. And Jason Tatum is questionable. So sweet.
Jeez, man, I'd be pissed if I were going. Jalen Brown's my favorite Celtic.
Well, I would just like to see, I don't know, an NBA team at full health, you know?
I feel like you shouldn't be able to, unless you're really hurt, I feel like you shouldn't be able to, if you only play a team twice, and especially if you are going to their house on the West Coast, I don't think unless you're legitimately hurt that you should be able to sit out this game.
Yeah,
I
mean, so the Celtics tweeted it out last night too, but yeah, Jalen Brown out, and then questionable for Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Jason Tatum. So,
jerks.
I mean, might not. This might be another Peyton Pritchard performance.
They better shut his ass down tonight. There's no way Peyton Pritchard should have 50 on you again tonight.
Well, why not? Let him have 50. I'd be cool with a Peyton Pritchard 50 burger in his hometown.
No. I don't want to see it. He already gave you one of those against his hometown. We only have to see two.
Could you imagine if the league had, like, physicians in every city ready to inspect, like, every guy on the roster? Because, Rashad, I know you're talking about, like, guys shouldn't be able to, like, miss time if they're truly not
injured.
This is
an expensive ticket for a lot of people,
And I agree with you, but then you start to wonder how the enforcement of that would happen, and I think, well, you gotta have them inspected probably before every game,
or
right?
Or just have the team, that team's doctor, you know?
And if they're caught lying...
Like the other team's doctor?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, an NBA doctor, so a league doctor in each city, and if a team is caught lying, then not just a fine, but like significant implications, and this isn't like in the CBA, we're not talking about maybe necessarily the player, we're talking about the team. There are ways for the NBA to get around this, and they just won't. So, but I it might be a little Orwellian or 1984-like, but yeah, if you're just having the guys go through a physical before every game, you'd really know if they're actually injured or not.
Especially
but
just
won't.
The one, the injured one. So I'm like, all right, man. So feel bad for anybody that really paid a lot of money or Boston's their favorite team and you've been waiting all season for them to come, and then you get here and they... Oh, yeah, I'm decided I didn't want to play tonight just because it's Portland. Like, if Portland were a playoff team right now, there's no way these guys would be sitting out.
Well, you should be happy about this, Rashad, because you want to see the Blazers get wins and make the play-in and then make the playoffs and go and win an NBA championship.
Hey, man, they're
year.
Playing like they want it to. They're playing like they want it. Last they week, are. Jordan and I went to the game, and I told Jordan, this game will show us a lot about how the rest of the Blazers season will go. Or how
this
they want
game
to go.
Against the Toronto Raptors.
No, seriously,
we're playing for nothing.
Because it's easy
this
to go out there.
Will determine what this team looks like.
At that point, you'd already lost like 5 or 6 or 6 or 7 of what or whatever it was at that point. Things were not going well. So Toronto was a team that was like today, without most of their star players, with the exception of Scottie Barnes. This is a game that they should win because they have more talent. If they don't win, it's because they're like, we're punting on the season. It's over at this point. And then they came out and won that one. And they won the next one. Then they won the next one. And it's like, okay, so they're actually actively trying to win games now. Okay.
Well, it also helps when you play, you know, some of these really good teams and,
Nobody plays.
Memphis Grizzlies, no Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets, no Nikola Jokic. And now you're going to get the Celtics tonight with possibly 3 to 5 starters out. Like, yeah. That's,
yeah. So, well, I mean, it's good for the Blazers if that's what they're gunning for at this point, and it looks like they kind of are, but
beating teams without their stars and using that as an excuse insulting. To say this development is happening like we want it to.
Oh no,
that's bullshit.
No,
and that's
of
what this team's going to do in this offseason, and it's going to suck.
I'll take a play-in loss though. I'm not tripping.
Oh, we need a play-in loss.
I'm
if you
tripping.
Make the play-in, you better not be winning anything to where you get yourself into the playoffs, because then you lose a draft pick and.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Then we're in a spot where.
Play-in will be fine. 2 play-in games will be fine.
Just make sure the second one's a loss.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
All right, that'll do it for us. Well, maybe I'll see you at the game.
Yeah, man. You're going to be in the fancy parts, probably not.
Yep, that's what I do. I'm just, big baller life, you know, affluent life. I can't be seen with the 300 crowd.
Commoners.
Just make sure you pick the right time to go walk to get a beer and food. Otherwise, you'll miss half of a quarter.
Again, I mean, if that needs to happen for me to get my Bay's chicken, then I'll do it, all right? Bay's chicken, fantastic, by the way. You got to get it at the location, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, getting it in
I miss that they took away the actual chicken, and now it's just tenders, but it's all good. I digress.
Oh, like on the sandwich?
Yeah.
That's weak.
Yeah, they took away the actual pieces of chicken.
If it's a chicken sandwich, do not just throw chicken tenders on there and tell me it's chicken sandwich. That is not the same.
Not the same.
That's unacceptable.
Not the same.
All right. Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
My guy.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all out there. Enjoy March Madness.
Yes, and we will be back next week. On Sunday at 9 a.m., we will see you then. Peace.
Hey, it's Dusty. Victorico's just dropped new menu items. Restaurant quality, made fresh and served fast. Plus, they're open late. So whenever hunger hits, Victorico's is ready. Trust me, it's delicious. Visit them in-store or order online at victoricos.com for takeout or delivery.
Searching for the perfect blend of performance and luxury? Look no further than BMW Portland. With an exceptional lineup of new and certified